Hey guys, welcome to Cigar Chat, brought to you live on CigarFederation.com, broadcast around the world on the Armed Forces Radio Network. Thank you for tuning in with us today, wherever you are out there in the world. We appreciate everything you guys are doing. Thanks for taking the time to hang out with us. Rob from Cigar Federation here with you as always. Almost slipped up there, Logan. I don't know. That's the first time I almost slipped up like that in like a year.
Oops. Dude. That's all right, man.
Sometimes it just kind of happens. Logan, well, you know what? It's 102 degrees here today, so that's...
Dude, it's only 93 degrees in Texas. Like, it hasn't even broke 100 year yet. Usually by, like, April, it's literally like 100. I was, like, freaking out that the wife was going to be, like, all pregnant and whiny and complaining all the time because it was so hot. And it's been beautiful. So I don't understand how the Bay Area is 103 and it's only 93 here.
It's been weird. Like, I don't know why we have to start our show with... weather update. Nobody cares, but we've got the habit of doing it. So, no, yesterday was in the low 90s, and tomorrow's going to be 85. Today's 103. I don't get it. But anyway, we've got Juan Martinez from Hoya de Nicaragua here with us today. Juan, thanks for taking the time, man.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Rob and Logan, for having us. Well, having me and the whole Hoya Nicaragua family with me. Not that they're here presently, but... Logan, by the way, congratulations for the baby. I know that as the moment gets closer, it's going to give it more emotional for you, man. So good luck.
I know, man. And likewise to you. Congratulations with your three-week-old. That's awesome, man. So we bonded. See, Rob, we have common ground. We bonded. It's awesome.
Yeah.
We're both having daughters. Well, you had a daughter, and I'm having a daughter. So
yeah. We'll have a lot to chat about during the show, man.
Exactly. I'm going to have to pick your brain on, like, what not, like, can you feed her steak when she comes out? Like, what can you do? Like, I'm going to have to pick your brain because I'm clueless, man.
Yeah,
I can't contribute. Yeah. I got nothing. We have dogs, and I just put them in the crate. I would recommend not putting your children in a crate. That's frowned upon. But other than that, that's the advice that I got.
You wouldn't imagine how many things are frowned upon with babies, man.
You don't know? There's,
especially
you know,
when you start reading manuals for, you know, baby carriers and car seats and all that. Damn, man. It's impressive.
Dude, it's tough, man. I had him installed. I got this fancy German car seat. I know this is not relevant, but it's awesome. It's like literally bad, like a racing harness thing. It's got like a back brace and stuff. I took it to like the fire station because, you know, they install car seats. They're like, this is the most complicated car seat I've ever installed in my life. And when they installed it, they're like, shake this thing as hard as you possibly can. And I did. I couldn't move it. They're like, this is the best car seat I've ever seen in my life. God bless the Germans and German engineering. And I said, exactly.
Now, wait a second. The fire station will put your car seat in.
Yeah.
So you go down to, like, do they take classes on how to put in car seats?
They have like a day, like twice a month, where you just show up, make an appointment. You show up. We literally, I'm not kidding, you brought the car seat in the box and a pair of scissors, and they did the rest.
Wow.
Okay, but that's enough about that.
We don't have that. I had to do it myself, so.
Yeah, step up, Logan. Do some stuff on your own, man.
Hey, man, seatbelt.
Did you tip him?
I gave him a hug.
Well, I guess that's good enough. All right, let's move on. That was, although I learned something. I know that my wife had a bunch of expired medication, and you're not supposed to throw some of that stuff away, but you can take it down to the police station, and they'll take it and, like, incinerate it or whatever. Hmm. But that's the only weird thing that I know about odd services that police officers provide. But anyway, moving on.
So, Juan, you make cigars.
Yeah. Yeah, Juan, give us a little bit of background. You've been with Hoya for a while, and give us some background on Hoya itself, the company itself, and yourself as well.
Well, Hoya Nicaragua is a family-operated business. Actually, it's the, I would say, the only truly Nicaraguan cigar operation that's currently making cigars in Nicaragua. I've had the privilege of working with the company for about 6 years now. I started back in 2006, 2007, doing a little bit of consulting work for them and trying, you know, to help them out in mostly internal corporate stuff. And then I slowly moved in, you know, getting to know the people, getting to know the process, getting to know the product. started traveling to trade shows, and I started slowly falling in love with the business. And you know, formally, I've been as executive president, if you want, since beginning of 2013. So it's been a great privilege. It's been a great ride so far, and most importantly, working with a company called Joya de Nicaragua, which is, as I said, the oldest cigar company in Nicaragua. Also one of the oldest companies overall in Nicaragua, because we are a fairly recent developing economy. It's a great privilege. We are one of the most international companies in Nicaragua, coming out from Nicaragua. Our cigars are sold around 40 countries in the world, which is quite a lot to say from a Nicaraguan brand. And you know, it's an interesting process. Every day you learn a lot. You learn from the people. You learn from the market. You learn from you guys. So it's quite interesting.
You don't want to learn anything from us. that's step one in the wrong direction. No, and that's Logan and I have both been lucky enough to go down to Nicaragua on the Drew Estate Cigar Safari and visit your factory. Yeah. I was down there in was it 2012 that I went? Yeah, or 2013. I went last year, and Logan went this year. Yeah, you guys do a great job. The facility, it had just been remodeled when I was down there, so you were completing the remodel.
We did a second phase of remodeling at the end of this year. Actually, Logan, you know, was able to experience a little bit about the changes. The factory itself, it's based in Esteli. For those people who don't know, Esteli is like the cigar capital of the world right now. It's in the northern part of Nicaragua, and most of the cigar operations, the cigar making operations, are there. At least the biggest ones, as you know. Cigar tobacco cultivation is also very close by in Esteli, in Condega, and Jalapa in the northern part of Nicaragua. And our factory was the first one to be built in the city. It was burnt down during the war and during the revolution, but it kept operating all these years. So for about 30 years, it hadn't been changed, even though it had suffered a lot through war, through hurricanes, through earthquakes. So a few years ago, we started this slow process of rebuilding the factory. And nowadays, you see it's a beautiful place. It's a beautiful place to work in. It's a beautiful place to visit. We also did we made the changes in such a way that you guys that are visiting us every year get to experience something more of a homely, familiar place instead of, you know, the industrial big warehouse where, you know, it's like a machinery happening inside. When you go to Joya Nicaragua, it's a completely different place. Logan can testify that.
You want me to testify right now? I'll do it. I'll do it.
Your right hand, man.
I'll do it, man. No, I mean, you know, when I was there, I think the coolest thing about the factory is that, like, when you look at the factory, like, it's nice, don't get me wrong, but you get to see from, you know, the Civil War that occurred in Nicaragua, I mean, not too long ago. I mean, there's still holes where, you know, there was fighting going on, and it's just, like, how you've incorporated that and haven't changed who you are. You can definitely see how the building has, like, transformed over the years. It's just, it's a really cool, I personally really enjoyed it. And your AC works phenomenally, which is big, awesome for a guy like me that's a little chubby, and it's hot in Esteli, depending on when you go. So it was very nice.
apparently we've got people in the chat room are talking about putting together a Cigar Federation Cigar Safari trip, and apparently I'm booking everyone's flights. So
good luck with that, man.
Yeah. I'm feeling really, really, really generous. Yeah, that's not going to happen, guys. The trip could potentially happen, but I'm not paying for everybody's flights. So let's start taking on. We got a few minutes for our first break, so let's take on some of these audience questions here. I know we've got some giveaways that we're going to get to later in the show. I'm just going to go through and start ripping through these just in order. Logan, jump in whenever you want. First one's from Fat Kid. He says, has your partnership with Drew Estate helped you with your marketing process for your cigars?
It definitely has. To be clear, for some people who don't know this, Joya de Nicaragua, our products are distributed exclusively in the United States by Drew Estate. We are two different companies. We are two different entities, but they represent us and represent all of our interests in the United States. Having said that, we're basically one in the same in the U.S. Their reps are our reps. Their sales force is our sales force. Their marketing strategy incorporates our brands. And if you know who Drew Estate is and what Drew Estate does, you see that whatever they do, whatever they touch, you know, it becomes big. The following that they have, the resources and the impact that they've had in the industry has helped us quite a lot too. But it goes both ways. When we started back in 2008, it was a relationship between the oldest, most traditional cigar company in Nicaragua, run by Dr. Alejandro Martinez Cuenca, who is the chairman and owner of the company, who joined forces with Jonathan Drew, the chairman of the most adventurous, the most innovative company of the time. For many people, that was a combination that would not survive the test of time. But 6 years into the relationship, it has proven otherwise. It has proven the complete opposite. We've come to realize that the experiences that we both as companies have complemented each other so well that we make a very, very, very interesting team. More than a team, we feel like we're family. In fact, we've moved beyond the business relationship into more of a friendship and family relationship with Jonathan, with Marvin, with Michael Salucci, and the whole Drew Estate team. And obviously, they've helped us to be in more accounts. Their reach is very wide across the United States. They're basically in every cigar store in America, and they've helped us be there. They've also helped us transmit the message of our brands, of our legacy, of our heritage, of the quality of our products. Because remember, when we started back then, Liga Privada wasn't out yet, so they had mainly assets and Isla del Sol and a lot of brands, but they didn't have a traditional core brand. So when they took upon Joya de Nicaragua, it helped them also diversify their portfolio, and that's been very positive for them because now they're able to offer a wide range of products that's been very productive for both parties.
Yeah, it's one of those relationships that it's truly symbiotic, at least from the standpoint that I can see. I mean, obviously, there's more to the relationship that that the general public isn't going to know or I'm going to be privy to, but it's one of those that looks like you guys don't have too much that crosses over. I mean, you're really hitting all the different sides of the market and not really providing too much competition for each other, if that makes any sense. That's the way that I can see it, yeah.
It does. The profile of the cigars that we offer are completely different. Even the production techniques are completely different. However, now that we touch on that topic, we collaborate a lot too. For the last few years, we've been producing a brand called Muwat, which is a collaboration that we manufacture under the Drew Estate umbrella, subculture umbrella. And for the last few months, we've been producing Kentucky Fire Cured, which is a Drew Estate brand, but it's manufactured at Joya de Nicaragua. So we've been very fortunate to have them as partners because we're not only benefiting from the marketing part, but also from the production side. Because we're also complementing our production floor with new products, new and exciting products. Jonathan has been a visionary in terms of introducing and changing the market, the cigar market. And without a doubt, he's doing it again with Kentucky Fire Cured. And we're very fortunate to be part of that process.
Yeah, as far as companies that you want to pair up with, I mean, you guys make a pretty good team. We'll get into some more of your questions right after this break. Welcome back to Cigar Chat, brought to you live at CigarFederation.com, broadcast around the world in the Armed Forces Radio Network. Thank you for taking the time to hang with us today. We're talking with Juan from Joya de Nicaragua Cigars, talking about some pretty cool stuff. Logan, this segment brought to you by
The segment is brought to us, Rob, by none other than the Cigar Federation store from our good friends at Delaware Cigar. I know you guys hear about it a lot, but listen, we ship overseas. Military people like cigars. Just freaking buy. Buy now. That's it, Rob. Now, I have a question for Juan. Juan.
Wait, can I comment real quick?
Yes,
that was
you can.
Best. That was the best, product placement ad, buy now, just sheer begging. That was great.
Hey,
there
man,
was just so much about it. I was
hey, man, I've been holding a question for Juan for 5 minutes now.
All right, go.
And I have to ask because he just led perfectly into it. So, Juan, you were talking about how, you know, Hoya and Drew Estate. I kind of compare Hoya and Drew Estate to kind of like my wife and me. I'm kind of crazy. I'm a jerk. I'm out there. My wife's very, very nice, very polite, very conservative, but it works well together, right? And I think Drew Estate and Hoya are kind of the same way. And you were talking about your marketing, right? And I remember an ad, and I got to bring it up, the Antonia, the Strong as Balls ad, right? That is not very, in my head, very Hoya in terms of that. How has the marketing been in terms of they're a little bit more edgy, a little bit more flashy? How do you think that has helped or hurt the Hoya brand, which overall is very classic and very traditional?
Well, I think it's helped. I wouldn't say that there's been any negative experience. First, from the marketing exclusively, like advertising, media, and all that, they've done pretty crazy stuff. And I think it helped people get excited about the product. Antonio 1970, for example, Strong as Balls, the ad you're referring, I suppose it's the bull ad that you saw a few years ago. The brand has been around since 2001. It's one of the oldest full-bodied traditional brands in the market in a very dynamic, competitive market that changes too often, for in my opinion. And that ad in particular was very useful in bringing the brand back to people's attention. You know, even though it was like, "What? This is not Hoya. What am I seeing?" You know, it was different, and that change was very positive overall, and it helped translate a bold message, strong as walls. You know, and you know that credit to the Drew Estate team because they were the ones who designed that, and I think that overall it was very positive. Now, we've also had very good experience in terms of product development with them. Both Cabinetta and Antonio Darco Rojo were products that were developed hand-in-hand with them back in 2009 and 2010. And if you see the designs and the talent that went behind the design of those products, even though we made the blends, they helped us out quite a lot in the packaging and all that. And it was very positive. It changed a lot of the style of the Hoya. And it made it more adventurous, more intriguing, especially with Antonio Darco Rojo. If you had the opportunity to see the box, you see all the time and dedication that Joey from Drew Estate put into that product. So it's been very positive. For the last few years, because Drew Estate has grown a lot, and we've also grown and we've also evolved, the marketing has gone back to Hoya de Nicaragua because we centralized all of our international marketing back at our company, and we consult and we edit with Drew Estate. So everything that we do, although comes creatively from Hoya de Nicaragua, it goes through the filters of Drew Estate. The new products that we're designing, the campaigns that we're throwing out there, and the messages that we want to transmit, because in the end, they are the ones who know the U.S. market. You know, we join forces with them precisely because of that. So it's been all good. It's been all positive, and we're very, very proud and honored to be working with them.
Man, I'm going to tell you, if it doesn't work out for you in the cigar business, you need to be a public speaker or some sort of politician because, dude, you were just a pretty dude, man. Good-looking dude and just well-spoken. Like,
I feel honored that you...
Exactly, like, I feel honored. Most people know you're creepy as crap.
I'm blushing now, man.
He is blushing a little bit. That's funny. Hey, my face turned red because I was laughing. That was about to get real awkward.
This is going to be in the internet for eternity, man.
Yep,
exactly. Yeah, exactly.
It's out there. It's out there. There's no taking it back. So I want to get back to this second half of this question from our boy Fat Kid because it's kind of a follow-up to what you were talking about with product development. He says, in the current cigar market, if you don't come out with a new blend every few months, it feels like you are behind. But Hoya hasn't been following that trend. Do you feel that puts you at a competitive disadvantage, that your cigars aren't in the news left and right like some other companies? Like some other companies are with, you know, coming out with something new every few weeks, it seems like. Do you feel like that's a negative or a positive for you guys?
That's an awesome question. That's the question that we constantly deal with in our meetings, both internally and with our distributors around the world, and especially Drew Estate. You have to remember that Hoya de Nicaragua is in the business of manufacturing cigars. It's in the business of manufacturing great, consistent cigars that happen to have brands, you know, be it Antaño 1970, be it Antaño Darco Rojo, Muwat, Kentucky Fire Cure. To develop a brand takes time. Not only to develop the cigar itself, you know, to develop the image, the brand, the goodwill behind the product, it takes time. So we've consciously made the decision actually a few years ago that we would, you know, we wouldn't follow the market trend of bombarding the shelves with products, you know, every 2 months, every 3 months, because they're already getting a lot of products of offer. So we decided that instead of doing that, we would focus on developing great brands, great cigars that happen to have great brands. We would build those brands. We would invest those brands doing events, doing activities, promotions, you know, getting the brand out there. Each brand helps us transmit a particular message, as Jonathan Drew would call it, an ethos. And when you start producing massive amounts of brands, you get lost in the mess. Each one becomes just another brand. In our case, we try to focus on building those brands and building those brands for as long as we can. We've had the good fortune of having brands that have been in the market for Hoya de Nicaragua as a brand has been in the market for 45 years. So we really don't have any rush in inundating the market with new products. However, we do produce new products quite often. We do it at least once a year. We have a new brand. Last year we came out with Cuatro Cinco. Even though it was a very limited edition, it was a very special brand, and we invested a lot in developing that product. This year we're coming out with Hoya Red, which is we call it the youngest addition to the Hoya family. The year in 2012, we had Cuenca y Blanco. 2011, we had the official launch of Antaño Darco Rojo, 2010-2011. Before that, we had Cabineta. So maybe consumers don't see it as often because it takes time for a brand to go to the shelves of stores. But we are very active in the developing process, but we do it with a conscience. You know, we don't want to... Each ad that we put in a magazine, each conversation that we have in the product, you need to build the product, you know, and it's not overnight. It takes a lot of time, and that's why we do it, basically. If we are in a competitive advantage or disadvantage, I wouldn't know, man. Antaño Darco Rojo, Antaño 1970 are still on the shelves, and people are still buying it. If they weren't buying it, I would say, you know, maybe we should step it up a bit. But people are happy with those brands, and they are brands that people can rely on because they have been consistently in the market for quite a while. And people can, you know, a lot of people want to try new stuff, but a lot of people also want their old stuff or the stuff they've been used to and they enjoy in the market. So that's part of the deal with us. That's part of our philosophy.
Yeah, one of the things that, I mean, any company, no matter what kind of product that you provide or you sell, you want to have your flagship products. You've got your Toyota Corolla and your Toyota Camry. Those are always going to be there, and people are always going to buy them. And for you guys to have the Antaño 1970 and the Dark Corojo and all those are cigars that are, oh, I see them everywhere, and every shop I go into has them, and people are always buying them. So to say that you're at an advantage or a disadvantage, you could look at it either way. You're at an advantage where you don't have to come out with something every few months to keep up with the market. So it depends on how you want to look at it. That's just my two cents on it.
Logan has a question.
Logan, go ahead.
Just let me compliment that. You know, to make a brand, it takes quite a while. You know, from developing of the product, the blend, acquiring the tobacco's agent, the product. From the moment that we decide to come, any company serious company decides to come out with a brand, the moment that you, smoker, actually put it in your hand, it takes at least 12 to 14 months, you know, of effort of pushing the product. If you're in Alaska and you want to try the product, don't expect it to be there when it launches. You know, it'll take time. It'll take time to get to you. So it's also part of the time that it takes to develop the product. Sorry, Logan. Go ahead.
No, absolutely. No problem, sir. So quick question. And I'm going to have to edit part of this question because probably some of it I can't speak about. But, you know, I know that Hoya, I mean, obviously you guys have the several brands that you have under the Hoya umbrella, but you guys also make cigars from several individuals, which I will not name. But I'm curious, I've known a lot of these brands, you don't really advertise the fact that they're made at Hoya, right? Where a lot of people are like, oh, I made it, you know, Cass Fernandez, or I made it at Placencia, or wherever, right? I'm just curious the fact of why some of these brands aren't allowed to advertise the fact that they are made at Hoya, because obviously it's a very good brand name. I didn't know if you were trying to protect it or if it's a secret or what you guys are doing. I was just curious.
Well, we do private brands, private labels for many individuals around the world. In fact, most of our private sector clientele is in Europe. We do a lot of private brands for them. We do some for other Latin American countries. In the case of the United States, we do a couple of private brands, and the reason why it's not disclosable is not that because we don't trust them or they don't trust us. It's just, you know, some of them wouldn't want to say that the brand is made other than their own factory. Even if they, you know, this is my name, I don't want to say it's made at a particular factory, so it's their decision. The other reason is because we want to protect our own brands also. And if you advertise openly that a product is made at XYZ factory and that XYZ factory has its own products, then you, in a way, are inherently competing with your own products. So it's a part of trying not to, you know, trying to compete with our own products in a way. Just to be clear, we don't do that a lot. You have other companies that do a lot of private brands or brands for other manufacturers even. We don't do that a lot because we try to focus on our own products. So the brands that we do are for very good friends, very close friends, with whom we have a very nice relationship and historic relationship up to a point. So in essence, yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, no, totally agree. And one of those individuals is a squirrely dude, and I would not want to have his name associated with my brand whatsoever. And I won't say who that is.
All right. On that note, we'll with the Bing Bing, we'll get into some more questions here and talk a little bit about the Hoya Red right after this break. Hey, welcome back to Cigar Chat, brought to you live on CigarFederation.com, broadcast around the world on the Armed Forces Radio Network. Thank you for tuning in with us today. We've got Juan from Hoya de Nicaragua hanging out with us, talking about all kinds of different stuff. We're going to get into the new blend, the Hoya Red, here in a second. Logan, I'm excited about this one. Who's this last one brought to us by, this last segment?
It's brought to you by none other than the Cigar of the Month Club that actually just got announced today. It's the best Cigar of the Month Club on the face of the earth. If you don't already know it, then you're not in the know. Buy now, store.cigarfederation.com. Back to you, Rob.
But yeah, we announced next month's
a day early. Can you believe it?
Yeah, we're ahead of things for by 12 hours. Is that amazing?
That's amazing.
That amazes me. I've never seen that happen before. Okay, so we talked about, you know, a few of the different blends and you know, some other strategies and things. Let's talk a little bit about the Red. I'm going to jump around some of these questions. Doc Will, friend of the show, says he wants to know how far of a departure is the Red from your existing blends?
I'll start with a little bit of background. About 49 to 50% of our production and our brands go to the United States. The rest goes to Latin America, Europe, and many other countries. In terms of our mix of production, about 50% of our production is full-bodied, powerful, strong cigars. Call it the Antaño, call it the Antaño del Corojo, the Antaño family. In the United States, most of our consumers tend to gravitate towards strong cigars. we are not a manufacturer of exclusive manufacturer of strong cigars. We do different profiles. The United States, however, historically we've been known for our strong cigars. So Hoya Red, in a way, it's our response basically to our own demands, internal demands, and to the external demands of many consumers that are in a way intimidated by the strength of the Antonio 1970, although some people don't think it's too strong anymore. It still is a full-bodied, strong cigar. And we wouldn't even mention the strength of the Antonio Darko Rojo. A lot of people are intimidated. So when they go to the store and they ask for Hoya de Nicaragua, they'll generally find those two options. Even though we have Cabineta series, which is a milder cigar, but a lot of people don't know it. So Hoya Red is in the middle. Hoya Red has been specially designed to be more than a strong cigar, a pleasant, smokable cigar for any moment, anywhere, any moment of day, any time, any place. It was designed as a response to many people who said, you know, I don't smoke Antonio, I don't smoke Hoya de Nicaragua because they're too strong for me. The other response that we were feeling is that Nicaraguan tobacco is getting very popular in the world, in blends, international blends. A lot of people are using the Nicaragua tobacco last name in their brands, and they are using the strength flag. However, that tends to be a misconception. Not all Nicaraguan cigars are strong, and not all Nicaraguan tobacco is strong. There's a lot of sweet, very flavorful Nicaraguan tobacco, especially growing in the Jalapa region. And we wanted to, you know, move away from the market in a market which everything is strong, strength, strength, strength. The bigger the strength, the higher the strength, the better. Now we're gonna taking a couple of steps back and saying, okay, we do strength, but we also do a lot of flavor and subtlety in our blend. So, and Hoya Red is precisely that, a very fine, a very sophisticated, very refined, without any overwhelming strength. And that's how we developed the concept of the cigar, because we wanted to put it in the hands of people who are not beginners and want to have a very flavorful, complete cigar, but are not tend towards the too strong of our brands. And I would have to say we've been influenced by many of people in the industry who've said, you know, I've got tired of the strength, now I'm scaling back. Because I know more about cigars, and I enjoy more than just strength. I enjoy a lot of flavor. I enjoy a lot of complexity, balance, aroma, and that's what we're trying to tailor. You know, we're using Nicaraguan tobaccos, the same tobaccos that we use for our stronger blends, but different cuts and from different moments, which allow us to have a less strength and more flavor. So that's the idea behind that product.
Okay, I got a quick follow-up to that one. This one's from Man Angel. He says, I'm a firm believer in, quote-unquote, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. With that said, Hoya is the oldest cigar manufacturer in Nicaragua with deep roots and traditions. Why did it take so long to produce a medium-bodied cigar like the Hoya Red, like you were just talking about?
Well, that's a good question. Why did it take so long? We've been moving along in a bit responding to the markets. We come up, the tendency has been to produce stronger and stronger cigars. We've produced CYB also with a joint venture with Jose Blanco back in 2012, which was more in the medium plus side. It was stronger than medium, but it was a scale down to that. So it actually didn't take us so long. It took us a couple of years. In fact, Cuatro Cinco, which is the limited edition celebratory cigar that we came out last year, it's not a strong cigar either. It's more in the medium plus, but it still tends to be appreciated more by the people who smoke stronger cigars.
Okay, fair enough. I've got Jason is complaining that I skipped his question.
That dude can go pound sand.
Yeah, you know, somebody's going to have to explain to me what that saying means, because I've heard it before, and I know it's, like, negative, but I don't know what it means. We don't need to get into it now.
We will.
We could talk about it offline.
We will.
So this one's from Jason Hill, who's Dark Tower 007, so he likes the Dark Tower series. It's good books if you haven't read them. let's see. Okay, so the question is, did the embargo that was lifted 20 years ago change Hoya's blend profiles or Vitolas for the U.S. market? If so, what impact did it have on Hoya as a company today?
Well, the evolution of the market has been quite dramatic from at least what history has told us in back in the factory. It had a lot to do with the embargo. It had a lot to do also with the evolution of the market and the taste preferences of the consumers itself. But in terms of the embargo, from 1982 to 1990, our cigars could not be imported into the United States. So the cigars that were produced with using Nicaraguan tobaccos were being sold around the world except the United States. Meanwhile, there were companies that were producing the Hoya de Nicaragua brand for the United States, but the cigars were produced in Honduras with Honduras tobacco. So the blend that you had before 1980 to the blend that you had during the 1980s was a completely different cigar. The strength profile was completely different. The flavor profile was completely different. We really don't know what tobaccos were used back then. So that affected quite a lot the goodwill of the brand. We can read that. You can read in some histories, books about cigars, in how the blend changed between 1970s and 1980s. And when we came back to the United States at the beginning of the 1990s, when the embargo was lifted, and we recovered the brand that was previously owned by another U.S. company, we recovered it in 1992. We came back with Nicaraguan tobacco. But nobody knew about Nicaraguan tobacco now at this point because you couldn't sell Nicaraguan tobacco because of the embargo, the same as Cuba. At least not many people knew about that. But the people had the preconception of the blend of the 1980s. So when the original brand came back, it was a dramatic change. So that inconsistency in pre to post blend had a very negative impact in our Hoya Nicaragua Classic blend. Also, the quality of the tobaccos that were being used at the beginning of the 90s was different from the ones available at the beginning or during the 1970s. So the blend actually evolved quite a bit. It was mild to medium, the Hoya de Nicaragua, but for those times, that was strong. You know, traditional cigars, people you're used to mild to medium cigars, and that was strength. It was in the late 1990s, beginning of the 2000s, that we started using the thickest Nicaraguan tobaccos, and strength started picking up. And that's when you know the blend evolved to the Antaño 1970 blend, because in fact the brand was developed as a callback to what the cigars were used to be in the 1970s, was full-bodied, stronger cigars than what the 1980s and 1990s had brought to the U.S. market. So it did impact a lot. It changed a lot, the blend. And, tobaccos in the end are plants, are naturally grown, are naturally processed. So they themselves evolve with time. You have different seeds that are being planted everywhere in tobacco-producing countries. So blends keep evolving. Their profile keep changing. And you can always expect a blend to change in a 10-year period because, you know, the tobaccos, the processing time and the processing techniques change also.
Yeah, that's there's just so much information. There's so much history with Hoya. When Logan and I each went out there, I don't know if Logan saw the same presentation that I did, but you gave us that presentation, the slide presentation with the history of the company. And
it was nuts.
There's some, I don't know if that's available online or if anybody's done a write-up on it or something, but if anybody, if you haven't seen it, it's worth trying to track it down. I don't know if it's available.
I think Logan saw more complete presentations because we were able to recover a lot more information in the last few months before the safaris, and we had more media and more pictures. But most of it is available in our webpage, www.hoyacigars.com. There's a whole timeline there with the most relevant events of our history. So if anybody wants to learn more about that, they can find it there.
Cool. Yeah, definitely. Awesome. I recommend you guys check that out.
So Juan, got a question for you. A little cigar related, but this is from Steve Christopher, a friend of the show. It says, he knows that you have to, you smoke a lot of Hoya cigars, obviously, and a lot of cigars in general. But which one is your personal favorite, and what's your favorite beverage, alcoholic or non, if you drink, whatever, for you to pair it with?
That's a question that we get quite often. It's always hard to respond to. My personal favorite cigar, on average, tends to be the Cabinetta. This is a milder cigar, but it's a fun cigar because you can smoke it at any moment. I tend to smoke it when I'm outdoors, when I go fishing with friends and family, when I go camping. And this is a very, very mellow, very flavorful, very smooth cigar. In the evenings, I tend to prefer Antonio 1970, just because I do. It's a great cigar. My problem is that as manufacturers, I don't tend to pair it a lot with drinks, just because I'm in the process of smoking and tend to have to be keen on what I'm smoking. So I just mix it up with either water, coffee, or tea. When I do enjoy something, I generally do it with a scotch. My personal favorite at the moment is the Glenlivet. Actually, looking at it right now, I haven't been able to get a drink since my daughter was born.
There you go.
That's exactly it. I'm actually, since I've been traveling more to the U.S., I've been getting into the bourbon. I wouldn't say trend, but trying a lot of different bourbons and U.S. Whiskeys, and I'm enjoying them quite a lot. But I feel that they don't do justice to the cigars because they're overpowering in some cases. But yeah, I would say I didn't answer the question directly, but you know.
No, you did.
There's
so many different things that you compare stuff with. For me, the last time I had the Antonio 70, I paired it with Booker's bourbon, which is it's a bit more full for me anyway. I'm not an expert by any means. It's a bit more full on the full side, so I thought they complemented each other pretty well. It was a powerful evening. I hear the bing. We're right up against it, but I've got one question. This one's from Donald Cazero. And Donald, I think I screw up your name every time. Donald says, they never ask my questions anyway, so I'll ask this. Pancakes or waffles?
Pancakes or waffles? Tough question, man. Because I don't have a waffle machine, I would tend to do pancakes. My wife is a fan of my pancakes, so I'll go with pancakes.
There you go. Yeah, I'm more of a pancake guy myself. Waffles, I don't know.
We could debate waffles forever because I'm a fat kid. I'll eat the hell out of some waffles.
Well, if I'm getting chicken too, then it's a different story. But we're getting way off topic. Anyway, Juan, we really appreciate you coming on and hanging out with us. We got through maybe a third of the questions, so we'll have to have you back on and to get through some more of these. Congratulations on everything that's going on with Hoya.
Awesome.
Looking forward to the red. I know Logan and I are hopefully going to try the red out next week and get a review posted for you guys. So, Juan, really appreciate it, and thanks for taking the time, man.
Thank you very much, guys. And I also want to take time to express our thanks first to the troops abroad. We are very strong, even though we are not Americans, we are strong supporters of causes like Cigar for Warriors, because we believe that what you guys do in defense of freedom and not only U.S. freedom, but, you know, world freedom, it's something that all of us need to be appreciated of. And we thank you all, and we hope that you enjoy the cigars as often as we do back in this part of the world. And thank you guys for having us. It would be also a great pleasure to be on again. Next time, we'll probably do it at the factory with a little bit more time. And for sure, we'll also enjoy some Hoya Red and some of the new exciting stuff that we're also preparing for the rest of the year.
Great. Awesome. All right, guys. Thanks for your support of the show. We appreciate it. We'll be back next week. I think we've got Ezra Zion Cigars coming on, so that'll be fun.
Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. So everybody have a good week.
Thanks, guys.
And we're fucking back.
Explain
it to him, Rob.
Yeah, the cursing ban is lifted, so you can say whatever the fuck you want now. It's just,
you can cuss in German or Spanish or whatever you want.
However you want to do it. It's entirely up to you.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I can tell you're relieved now.
Yeah, man. I was
holding it in my head, man.
You know, it's funny. Well, before we go live on the show, I always do the spiel of, okay, guys, the first 45 minutes, please try not to say shit, fuck, cock, balls, any of that stuff. And with some guys, it's like, okay, I'm going to have to edit this a little bit. And some guys, like when I was telling, like when Juan, I'm explaining it to him, like, I had, there's going to be no problem. If anybody says fuck, shit, or bitch or anything during the show, it's going to be Logan or me. I knew that for a fact. So, so I had absolutely no concerns. Logan, let's talk about these giveaways. What do we got?
All right, Roberto. We, because of Juan and the great people at Oya, we've got a couple things to give away. One, two very stylish hats.
Those are Oya. Cool.
They're very nice. And then I really like the cutter.
Those are stretchy back, or are they like a little clip on the back?
They got the clips on the back.
Those are sweet.
They're good for you because it's hot outside, so keep your balding head cool. And then we have two cutters.
Oh.
And then we're doing an open contest to give away the box of the Antonio 1970s, but we have four or five. Is that the right side up? Yes. We have four. Because, dude, but the thing is the stamp on the bottom of the box is the other way, so I was like, okay. All right, yeah. So anyways, we have four or five packs to give away. So, I mean, what we can do to make it simple is we can do four or five packs. Two of them just come with five cigars, and then the other two come with a hat and a cutter.
Sure.
And just to clarify what the cutters say, it says Juega el Espíritu de Nicaragua, which in English is the Spirit of Nicaragua. And that's that was taken from a painting that we have in the factory, you know, because it basically means what we try to translate into our products, you know, the authenticity and the courage and the value of Nicaraguan products and Nicaraguan cigars.
And Juan, I apologize for not saying that, but I don't speak a word of freaking Spanish, so I appreciate you jumping in and helping me there, because other than yo no sé, that's all I know.
Okay.
Well, anyways, so I'm putting the giveaways away. How do you want to do these, Rob?
I don't know. That's your part.
All right, everyone, just email me, Logan@Cigar Federation. We're not going to do any fun tricks, because that's just old. Just email me, Logan@Cigar Federation, with... Juega de Nicaragua in the subject line with your full name and email address, and then before the show signs off, I'll randomly pick our four winners. But we've got 10 more minutes with Juan. Let's ask some questions, because I know there's a lot more questions, Rob.
No, I'm looking through some of these right here. A lot of them we've covered. I'm going to paraphrase this guy's question. This is Dave DeMerchant. He says, I'm new to cigars, and while I recognize Juega as a major brand, I have yet to had the opportunity to try any of them. So maybe we can, let's go through each cigar that you offer and kind of maybe list them from like most mild to strongest. Could we do something like that?
Yeah, perfect. Just to clarify, the brands that we offer for the U.S. are not the only brands that we do. We manufacture a lot of different brands for the rest of the world, but we'll focus on the brands available in the U.S. so people can actually buy them and smoke them. You have the Cabineta Serie, which is the one that you guys are giving away in the light box. This is a mild cigar. It's made with two wrappers. It actually has two-tone wrapper. It has on the full body, the whole body of the cigar is made with Connecticut shade wrapper, which is a very light, mild, and a little bit spicy tobacco. And that spiciness is balanced out with a little bit of the Habano Criollo darker tobacco that we put on the tip of the cigar. So actually, when you smoke it, you feel a very sort of a sweet notes on of the Habano wrapper that balance out the Connecticut spiciness. It ends up being a very smooth, creamy, even silky smoking cigar. It's actually the one that I was saying that was my personal favorite, because it's I can enjoy it anywhere. I just love the creaminess. That one goes very nicely with a coffee, going back to the question on what to pair it with. That's a beautiful morning cigar. If you look it up, a lot of people are saying that's like my favorite morning cigar. Then more in the medium side, medium plus. Well, in the medium side, we're coming out with Juega Red, which is our newest offering to the market, which is this one, by the way. You guys are getting it by the end of the week, so you guys try it out. This is in the mild part of the spectrum. In the medium part of the spectrum. It's also made with Nicaraguan tobaccos with lower cuts, lower primings. So it's a very pleasant cigar. If you're an entry-level smoker and you haven't smoked anything Nicaraguan, this is a very good example of the benefits or the good qualities of Nicaraguan tobacco without being intimidating strong. So this, I would say, is a very nice first cigar to try. Hopefully, you'll find it in your store very soon. Then we have CYB, which is formerly known as Cuenca y Blanco, which is this is actually one of our few non-purely Nicaraguan cigars. It's a blend made with tobaccos from five different origins. Obviously, Nicaraguan tobacco is in there. We have Ecuadorian tobacco, we have Peruvian tobacco, we have Dominican Republic tobacco. So it's a very nice, complex blend. It was developed in conjunction with Jose Blanco and Dr. Martinez Cuenca. And they did a great job in developing this cigar. It was actually named Cigar of the Year by the blogger Consensus a while back. So it's a very fine, very sophisticated, as Jose would describe it, complex, balanced cigar. But it's a little bit more in the medium plus range. It's a little bit strong for someone who's starting out, and it's not a good representation of what Nicaraguan tobacco is about. It's more of a blend. Then we have more in the stronger side. We have Antaño 1970, which is our legacy, our legendary brand. It's perhaps the most popular brand from Joya de Nicaragua in the United States. It's a full-bodied, robust cigar. It has a little bit of spiciness, a little bit of sweetness in it, but it's in the end, it's what you call bold. And as we were saying before, strong as balls is the way to describe it. We're actually calling it Nicaraguan strong because it's a very good representation of strength. And then we have the Antaño Darko Rojo, which is like the older brother, the most sophisticated brother of the Antaño 1970. And this cigar is actually made with a Corojo wrapper. But the interesting part of it is that it's made with, if you know the anatomy of a cigar, you know it's made with a viso, seco, and ligero. That are the parts that contribute for flavor, aroma, and strength to the cigar. This one has two leaves of ligero, which means that it adds a lot more strength. We generally use one or half leaf of ligero to give strength to a regular cigar blend. In this case, we're using two leaves of ligero, which gives you much, much more power and octane, as you would call it in the traditional parlance. This cigar is not for beginners, and that's a disclosure that we do. This is more for people who tolerate strength and power more. It's not a cigar that you feel the strength. People tend to confuse strength for the bite in the mouth. Generally may call it that strength, but strength is about the power that you feel in your system when you smoke the cigar. It's about the nicotine content. It is about how the smoke affects your body. And this cigar is one that we say that you have to smoke it after a heavy dinner because it gives you, some people get dizzy after smoking it. So it's a powerful cigar. So those are like the offerings that we currently have for the United States, from mild, medium, to very strong.
Okay, there you go. So Dave, I hope that answers your question. He thanked us in the chat room for asking his question, so hopefully that covers it.
If Dave would ask for the cigar, I would go for either the Cabineta or the Joya Red for his entry level experience.
Okay. Well, hopefully, maybe Dave will win some Cabinetas. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes.
The cards say unlikely.
Magic 8-Ball says no.
Magic 8-Ball says no fucking way.
Negative. Okay, so this is a question from Paul Stevens. He says, maybe this has been asked already, and I'm not sure, but do you import any tobaccos that you use, like Mexican San Andreas, for example?
Yes, we do. We do import tobaccos from Ecuador. We import tobaccos from the Dominican Republic, Peru. We also import tobaccos from Mexico. And we also have some private blends for Europe that have tobaccos from Indonesia. And Honduras and other countries. We actually, no cigar factory, I would say, is exclusive to the type of to one origin tobaccos. Not anymore, at least. You have to have at least tobaccos from different origins, at least to try them out, at least to see how they develop, how they combine. Maybe in the end we don't use them in a particular blend, but we've tried a lot mixing it up a bit to see how they develop in the blends. So in the case, as I was saying, of CYB, it's a blend from different origins. So that's a perfect example of the tobaccos that we use from coming from other countries.
Okay, cool. I'm looking through these questions, Logan, and it looks like we touched on most of them.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different iterations of the same type of questions, so I think we're pretty good.
Okay, I'm just wrapping up my last giveaway. Dude, I ask simply, Hoya de Nicaragua on the subject line. I don't even care if you spell it right. And then I said your name and address, that way I don't have to email you back and say, hey, what is your address? And then this dude says, entry, what else do I put here? I mean, maybe your address. I was going to pick...
Loser.
Let me just see who else.
Here you go.
Dude, you did it again. You sent me the same email, bro. Good Lord. All right, so I'm going to announce three of the winners, and then I'm going to give every idiot that doesn't know how to follow directions a next chance. But we have winner one, Rob Gibson from in Colorado. Gibson. Yeah, man.
Rob sounds like a great guy.
He is. He wins a five-pack of the Cabanetas. Congratulations, Rob. New person to Cigar Chat, just joined today, Paul, a.k.a. Chip LeMaster. What a great name. And, yes, you did get selected. Good job. You win a five-pack. And even though, Dave Merchant, I gave you a lot of crap, and you said you love the cutter, I'm feeling taking mercy on your soul. You actually followed instructions, and you will win a five-pack, a hat, and a cutter. And then the last one we'll give away once people email me, and I'll announce it on the site later because people don't listen.
Dave's a big winner.
Yeah, man.
Magic 8-Ball was wrong.
Magic 8-Ball is more of just fucking with him. That's what was going on.
All right.
Let's make it more interesting, man. Let's throw a five-pack of Hoya Red coming out at the end of the week after that.
Whoa, sir. Going big. All right. So you want me to pick somebody else?
Make it more interesting, you know.
Okay. Well, let me just give you a number between one and let me count how many people sent me an email, and I'll let you pick at one, and that'll be the last winner. Dude, we're going gusto. Look, not only is he a pretty face, he's a generous soul. I mean, I just don't even get it. It's amazing. Between one...
I'm blushing again, man.
I know, man. Just wait till I come up and hug you at IPCPR. Yeah. That's going to be real awkward. A number between 1 to 42, Juan.
Let's do 12.
Let's do 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Here we go. Steve Christopher, and he asked a question too.
I did.
Yeah, Steve Christopher will win a five-pack of the Cabaneta, the hat, the cutter, and the soon-to-be-arriving five-pack of the Hoya Red. You'll probably want to be the first people to smoke it. Smoke it before I do, actually. And just so you know, don't email me Thursday asking where your cigars are.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to get to me by the end of the week, and this week is, you know, 4th of July.
What was
his question?
What was Chris's question?
Chris asked the pairing question.
Yeah.
What was your favorite Hoya smoke and what do you pair it with?
I'll throw the question back to him. Once you smoke Hoya Red, let me know what the best pairing was.
There you go. You won, but you also have homework, Steve.
Yeah.
Be careful what you wish for, Weasel.
That's a pretty sweet prize, though.
That is a sweet prize.
10 cigars, a hat, and a cutter? I'll take that.
And he gets to smoke it before anyone at the trade
show? Yeah, seriously, that's legit.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I think we should go Costanza, and we've hit our peak. Let's cut out while we're still on a high note.
Let's do it.
Juan, man, I appreciate it. Logan, I'm sorry if Logan made you uncomfortable.
Not at all. He is
going to give you...
Now.
He's going to give you a big hug that lasts just a little bit too long. You know when you feel like you should let go, but the other person doesn't? It's one of those. It's going to be like that. And it might be when he's wearing the leather pants and tube top. I don't know.
I'll be ready for that one.
It's going to be pretty epic. Juan, yeah, we appreciate it, man. It was great chatting with you. Hopefully we'll be able to catch up, you know, sometime later this year after IPCPR settles down and you know, cover some more of these questions. Guys, we've got, what did I say? Who's next week? Is it Ezra Zion?
Ezra Zion on Tuesday.
Yeah, we're running out of time coming up to IPCPR. We've got Ezra Zion and then La Serena on the 15th.
And then we got the show.
And then we're at the show. So, wow.
Yeah, I know. That's cool. Logan's having a baby. So.
And then Logan's going to have a kid, too.
That will change everything, man.
I know.
I'm going to have to start doing the shows by myself.
Now I'll just bring the baby up in her little jumperoo in my smoke room. No big deal.
Yeah.
That's cool, right? I'm just kidding. That's not cool, people. I know. It's a joke.
Another thing that's frowned upon.
I know.
2014, man. 2014. Beaming documents around and all that, man. Don't do it.
I know.
Frowned upon. All right, guys. Appreciate everything. Thanks for supporting the show, as always. You know where to find us, CigarFederation.com. Everybody have, you guys have a good week.
Great 4th. Be safe. Don't drink and drive. Public service announcement.
Thank you very much, guys. Great pleasure, bro.